Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, January 24th, and the days ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Pisces, the mutable water sign symbolized by two fish swimming in opposite directions. As in, which way do I go? Thank goodness for GPS, or else Pisces would always get lost. Now, the energy of Pisces is that of imagination, fantasy, and when taken to an extreme, escapism. And what is the escape from? Reality, of course. Or to be more specific, material reality. You know, get a job, make money, pay bills, do the right thing. That's why strong Pisceans typically present as not of this world. Poets, painters, musicians, mystics, they embody the Pisces juju to the extreme and in a very positive way. There's a negative way, but it has to do with escapism in all its nefarious ways. Now, Pisces as a water sign feels deeply, sometimes so deeply that the suffering of others in the world is so difficult to bear that they are apt to try to make it go away. You know, these are the people that feed the hungry and heal the sick. And there is a real Pisces gift here in being intent to serve others and to do it selflessly. Pisces is also known for sacrifice. They do not trumpet their good works for others. They just do it. So with the Pisces moon today, the energy is strong for that favorite Piscean quality of compassion and a desire to listen to really good music. So we say, Viva WERU, a very Piscean entity. Now, the moon is waxing in strength and will be full on Sunday, February 1st. This is a most significant full moon because February 1st is one of the four cardinal high holidays of the Celtic or the Druids. Astronomically, the sun will be at the midpoint between the winter solstice and the darkest night of the year and the spring equinox, and everything balances out. Now, the day of the full moon is all about a return of the light. So the light of consciousness will be flowing in abundance. So it's a powerful week for sure. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, there are five planets in Capricorn, the sun, Venus, Mars, Mercury, and Pluto. Yikes. Now, if Pisces likes to dream, Capricorn likes to do. And the energy is powerful to do. Mars is exalted here, and Mars leads the way. Everyone has Capricorn in their birth chart somewhere, so you will feel like you are forging ahead in some part of your life. Can you feel it? Well, anyway, Mars is in Capricorn until February 23rd, somewhere in your birth chart, you're forging ahead. Now, Saturn, the planet of stability and structure, is approaching Neptune. It's only 2 degrees away. This can be a difficult energy because Neptune dissolves and Saturn builds structures. That can manifest in many different ways. It can dissolve stability, like the laws, institutions, relationships that we take for granted, showing us that nothing lasts forever, that all is impermanent. Or Saturn can concretize the Neptune idealism of all is one and one is all. Hard to know until it happens, and when the two planets conjoin on February 20th, we'll get a good idea of what's going on. Now, the 20th, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that is a major inflection point as it coincides with the energy of the Lunar New Year. And that this Lunar New Year is called the New Year of the Fire Horse, said to express a real powerful and dynamic 12-year cycle of rapid change, intense passion, and bold action. Oh boy, what a year 2026 is shaping up to be. And the status quo continues to rock into Pluto's contact with Uranus. Uranus is the planet of sudden change. Pluto is the planet of destruction and rebirth. Oh, well, so what else is new? The French have a saying, the only thing permanent is change. And boy, we're seeing that for sure. Well, time to say au revoir for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And let's remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. Or as your mother probably told you, quit moping around and get to work. So see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.